In Oakland's San Antonio district, an effort by activists to reclaim an abandoned library has met with resistance from city officials and police. The library used to be in a historic building. It was a gift from Andrew Carnegie to the city back in 1918. But since its closure in 2001, the blighted property has attracted drug use, prostitution, and violence. Local residents enthusiastically joined the effort to try and clean up their neighborhood by helping activists start a book lending program at the library and a community garden. But the city says they're all officially trespassing, and it sent police to lock down the building. KLW's Kyungjin Lee visited the site and brought back this report.
In the evenings, the building at 1449 Miller Avenue in East Oakland looks like a vibrant community center. There are garden beds planted with broccoli, kale, and strawberries. There are crates of books stacked on the sidewalk, and mothers and children playing. But the building is closed. No trespassing signs are nailed to the doors, and none of the people outside can go in. 1449 Miller Avenue used to be a library, but it's been vacant for more than a decade, and the city hasn't maintained it. On August 13th, activists, many from Occupy Oakland, arrived to try to change that. Starting around 7 that morning, they cleared out debris, put a fresh coat of paint on the walls, stocked some books, and opened the doors. And they put up a large canvas displaying the library's new name, the Biblioteca Popular Victor Martinez, or Victor Martinez People's Library, after a local poet and author. 43-year-old organizer Jaime Yassin says they lent out their first book at 7:30 in the morning to a man who stopped in on his way to work.
He was just like, this is so amazing that you're doing this. I can't believe it. He took three books away and he was just shaking our hands. The whole time it was really effusive.
Residents of all ages stopped by throughout the day. People donated books and checked out books, lingering on the streets and building garden beds in the backyard. Here's resident Zenobia Vasquez.
We're going around here to support what they're doing to clean it up because this place is overrun with prostitution, drugs, and trash.
But at 11 p.m., the police arrived. They told the activists to leave, which they did peacefully. City Public Works employees boarded up the front door and posted the no trespassing signs. The next morning, the activists came back. They transferred the books to the milk crates that now line the sidewalk. The neighbors came back too. Again, organizer Jaime Yassin.
So they were surprised. They were like, how could the city shut it down knowing what happens here? Almost any other outcome is better than what it is right now.
It's very difficult to live with these kinds of problems in a place like this, primarily because of prostitution, robbery, and drugs.
That's local resident Moises Ramirez. He's lived within one block of the library for 10 years and says crime is a chronic problem.
It's very sad, very sad. The police are not doing right by us. The police are wasting their time.
In the past 3 months, the area surrounding the library reported about 140 incidents to police, ranging from vehicle theft and assault to murder. But since 2010, Oakland police have only responded to violent crimes and crimes in progress. They say budget cuts mean they don't have the manpower to respond to every call. Since the activists arrived, crime in the area has dropped slightly. But Deputy City Administrator Arturo Sanchez says he doesn't see the library takeover as a long-term good.
There's an old proverb that the road to, I think that it's hell, is paved with good intentions, and there's a right way and a wrong way to do things, and we would prefer as a city to make sure that we do things right, correctly, and safely.
For one thing, Sanchez says, the activists are actually siphoning city resources.
It's the chicken and egg thing. The activities that were being conducted in that building actually have now taken away from our ability to market the property. So to a certain extent, they created a catch-22 where they further exacerbated a problem.
In other words, the activists think they've improved a blighted building, while the city thinks they've blighted it further just by being there. On a recent Tuesday evening, several dozen activists and neighbors meet to discuss how to move forward. They decide they want to continue regular meetings, increase door-to-door outreach, and lobby the city to use the backyard as a community garden and a playground. Again, activist Jaime Yassin.
It would be very easy for the city to give people permission to use this area that way.
Oakland's Arturo Sanchez says it's not that easy.
Partnering and doing things appropriately, yes, it takes time, but the best way to arrive at long-term sustainable developments that provide productive buildings and productive uses back to the residents of Oakland is to do it right, appropriately, follow all the steps, work with us.
But, he says, it does happen.
As you see with all the good stuff that's going on downtown, all this uptown development, everything happened in a measured way, and it's working now.
The city still owns the building, and officials say they still don't have the resources to rehabilitate it. So until they can lease or sell it to someone else, it will officially continue to sit vacant. San Antonio resident Moises Ramirez says he wants the building to come back to life.
I would like to see things be more peaceful, more secure, and with more light.
Once the state gives the go-ahead, Oakland officials say they'll start looking for alternate uses for the building. That process should start by the end of the year. In Oakland, I'm Kyungjin Lee for Cross Currents.